Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores.
It is convoluted, isn't it?
Just a little.
Joe, you know, I'm looking at the signings happened yesterday around the mid-state, and Vanderbilt did very well, especially in baseball. But among the signings in baseball, one Jacob Stallings of Brentwood Academy going to North Carolina.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. I know that Jacob was courted by a lot of schools, a lot of big schools, a lot of SEC schools. I know he had great interest in Vanderbilt as well. But is going to go to North Carolina and play. Kevin and I have talked a lot about that, you know, both of us having, you know, sons in high school and seniors in high school. And he's obviously very proud and should be. And, of course, Jacob will go down there. And your Roy Williams is a very close friend of Kevin Stallings.
Yeah, that's going to be my question. Yeah. Did they send Roy Williams over to sit in the living room with the parents and seal the deal?
I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't involved in some ways. But I think he's really looking forward to it. And Jacob is an outstanding catcher and pitcher. And so he'll do very well there.
And let's talk about the matchup, Joe, Tennessee-Vanderbilt. Don't forget, Vanderbilt's third in the SEC in scoring defense. They're sixth in rushing defense, seventh in passing defense. But I think this will be a good matchup against the Vols offense, especially with their zone blitzing. I think they'll keep Eric Ainge on his heels, and Ainge does have a tendency to let that ball go too quickly and not let enough open downfield, and that's obviously what Bruce Fowler's hoping for.
Yeah, certainly. You want to try to get some pressure on him if possible. He has really developed into a very good quarterback. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's gotten much stronger with his throws, makes good reads. But if you get pressure on him, just like any quarterback, you know, if you get pressure on him and make him make a decision quickly or make him make a decision on the run, then you've got a better chance. And I would think that you would see a lot of gambling on this defense this week. No reason not to. They certainly did some of that last week against Kentucky, and I think did a pretty good job overall. Defensively played, I think, well enough for the most part to win that game. So I don't think you'll see much difference in the philosophy. They're going to come after it.
And Joe, one of the more significant injuries from last Saturday's game was DJ Moore. Any update on how he's doing as they get ready to play the Vols?
He's seeing some action in practice, but not a lot. They're taking it easy with him, hoping that he'll be ready to play on Saturday. You know, that when you have an injury like he does, a rib injury is kind of difficult to heal from quickly. It's very sore. It's sore on pretty much any movement, certainly on contact. And so he's obviously not getting any contact this week, but they're limiting his reps and just kind of hoping to have him ready by Saturday because, you know, what a weapon that is, not just as a cornerback, but that threat in the return game that can turn a game around. They really need him back there.
And Joe, it was noticeable in the game against Kentucky when he went out of the game how Kentucky's strategy changed, you know, and who they were going to kick to.
Absolutely. Not only who they were going to kick to, but who they were going to throw at, you know, a lot as well. So that's one of those things that's going to be very important to get him back in the lineup. And just because he's really the only one that's established himself as a threat to take a ball the distance. You know, Alex Washington has had one this year, a punt return that was returned for a touchdown. It was called back, you know, unfortunately, but DJ has really become a threat around the league.
Joe, I caught a little bit of the video of the Vanderbilt-Toledo basketball game. Was it as dark in that gym as it looked like on TV?
No, it wasn't as bad as it looked. I think it was just there were only a couple thousand people there, and the seats are kind of dark, and it's an older facility, and so it seemed to be, you know, light enough to play there. It's just there weren't a lot of fans in the stands, so those dark seats kind of, I think, sort of cast that shadow on it a little bit. They're supposedly going to renovate that building for next season. Going to spend like $30 million, I think, on a renovation project for it. But, you know, Toledo had the issue for them was they had their football team playing that night, too. So in a game that was very important to them in the MAC standings. And so I think a lot of folks stayed home to watch that game instead of coming to the basketball game.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you again tomorrow morning.
See you guys tomorrow.